Last week, nonprofit organizations in Park City were the recipients of both the annual Vail Epic Promise Grants and the proceeds from the sale of the old Motherlode chairlifts, now pieces of art. Nikki DeFord is the senior manager of charitable contributions at Vail Resorts. She visited the KPCW studios after the Thursday evening event. She explains how these funds are pulled together for cash and in-kind grants.
You know, it's a mix of both cash grants that we do, and that comes directly from, you know, the revenue that we make every year, and the in-kind piece, the product piece, which is actually very valuable. So when you think about that, that is all of the lift tickets that, say, the National Ability Center uses to do the all of their programs. So it's a mix of both, and both are critical, and it's a commitment that the company makes every single year to do that in all of our different communities.
That mix totals $7.4 million across five main communities where Vail's Mountain Resorts are located. $1.7 million stays in Park City. DeFord says they handed out 31 grants total on Thursday night, calling the recipients partners.
So there's 31 great partners. About 18 of those are what we would consider major partners, so ones that we have significant funding going to and programs that we're very focused on that focus on our youth programs or environmental initiatives.
She says the 31 nonprofits are chosen for the type of work they're doing that are making the sort of impact that Vail also wants to support.
You know, we ask our nonprofits to really track the impact that they're making and what they're seeing that their programs can do, not just the numbers, but the actual impact. So, for example, the mentoring program that the Park City Community Foundation does with the Women's Fund is something, it's not just we reached this many girls, it's that this many girls were involved in the program and we saw these kinds of results, that, you know, better grades in school, more, you know, participation in different activities. So that's really what we're looking for when we look at the requests and the partnerships that we want to create.
A lot of the grants are given to help nonprofits accomplish the things they wouldn't otherwise be able to.
How can we help you do something that you've never been able to do? What is something that you've had on the shelf that you think would be an amazing idea but have never had funding for? And so out of that spurred the eyeglass program that Nan Worrell does at the People's Health Clinic, supports the Kimball Arts Program, which we heard about last night, that connects kids to the art. The reason we do that is it enables us to be able to really track our impact.
That's Nikki DeFord of Vail Resorts. She says the grants range in amount from $1,000 to $804,000. Also, DeFord says the old Motherlode chairs were auctioned off for a total of $100,000. The favorite chair was the People's Health Clinic chair. It was transformed into a Ferrari slash chair called the Chirari. That organization was awarded an extra $1,500. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak KPCW News.